It is time now for our tech feature, and we're speaking a digital defense program. We're joined by Dali Luthuli, Head of Marketing at Take Note IT. Dali, welcome to the show. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Dali, please help us understand, what is a digital defense program?
So I like to always explain it in simple terms for some of our guys who are not IT savvy.
Some of our guys is me. It's me, Dali.
I didn't want to say anything. You know, I'm... So I always compare it to almost like how you protect your house with alarm systems, with burglar doors, with automated sensors. But in this case, you're doing it on a digital aspect. So your servers, your cell phones, your Wi-Fi and everything like that. So the defense program focuses on how do we upskill the youth to be in a position where they can protect us from any future cyber attacks. Both theoretically and also with the practical skills.
And I think also, it would you say, being in this space, that this is still quite a male-dominated space? Because I never hear people say, please call the IT girl. It's always the IT guy.
Yes, actually, IT, I would say IT in general is still a very male-dominated space. Our program is actually trying to break through to that. So even with our intake, we usually have a quota system where we try to get as many females on the program as possible, just to try to bridge that gap.
Definitely. So let us then talk about cyber attacks, because I think, you know, mainstream media will expose us to these Hollywood films where there's a virus and it's going to go to the White House and this and this. But tell us in real life, what are the cybersecurity attacks that do happen in a country like ours? Is it something like data leaks where our information is now out there, or what are we looking at?
So some of the popular ones in South Africa is one of my favorites. It's called phishing emails, where your uncle in Dubai has passed away and left you an inheritance of $2 million.
Oh, no, the best is the Nigerian prince. I'm a Nigerian prince. That's the best one.
Yeah, so those are some of the attacks that happen. I know one of the trends that have also been happening in the past few years is the phishing attacks, but with cell phone calls. Mm. So where those bots call you and they ask you for certain information, you press one, not knowing that you've actually just allowed a virus onto your phone. So it has, I want to say, upgraded itself in that case. But I think malware attacks and ransomware attacks are still very popular in South Africa, specifically the ones that lock you out and say, no, just pass me $2 million and you'll get back in.
Yes. And I mean, these things happen at corporate level. It's not just, excuse me, us being caught privately where we think our bank has sent an email or whatever the case may be, and we accidentally give out personal information, that corporate companies also get caught in these. Wasn't there a government department about a year or so ago that I think their things were hijacked and they were being held hostage?
There was. I think that same government department also got hacked twice, if I'm not mistaken. So it is, it's not just individual or corporates, but generally anyone who holds any sensitive information will be targeted. That's why in South Africa, about a few years back, POPIA Act came through.
Yes.
And then the Cybersecurity Crime Act came through, which enforces anyone that holds sensitive information like ID, bank accounts, to do what we call a penetration testing once every 6 months.
Okay, so in terms of now, let's speak about this program. Why are you specifically looking at matriculants?
So our aim is to give those, not just the ones that have studied degrees or opportunity. So some, as we know in our country, some people may not have the results to actually go and study an IT degree or diploma.
Yes.
So this opportunity then avail itself to say that if you have passion for cybersecurity and you want to get into the space, then we have a program that is an NTF level 4, the first of its kind in cybersecurity, where we've partnered with the likes of MICT, CETA, CSIR to help push these students forward and be able to fill the 6 million job shortage globally in cybersecurity.
So is this industry, can it be lucrative? And by lucrative in this day and age is like, can I just make the bills till the end of the month for young people who are looking at careers that can sustain them?
I don't want to lie to you. If I didn't have the voice I had, I probably would be a cybersecurity analyst. It is very lucrative in this case, nationally and globally. There are a lot of opportunities for students and people who are skilled in the cybersecurity space to unfortunately move abroad, because, you know, we want to keep the talent inside, but
yes,
the opportunities locally and internationally are amazing. I saw one salary and I was like, yo.
Is it in Dubai?
It was, worst part was in New Zealand. I was like,
what? How much?
That salary.
How much?
At that time, I think it was like 18,000 New Zealand dollars.
Yeah.
For a junior cybersecurity analyst, which amounts to almost like 100,000 rand per month.
Which is absolutely amazing, of course, for young people. I mean, we do like to lament the fact that we're losing good talent, but I think we can be proud of the fact that we are grooming talent that can be exported. So for a parent listening, a young person listening, how can they get a part of this program? What can they do? Where do they begin?
Okay, perfect. Before I start, I just want to say that, you know, as TechNode IT and with our partners, we are trying to keep all the talent inside, trying to be selfish with
that.
Yes,
yes.
So we don't get hacked. I don't have a Nigerian uncle or Dubai uncle that I know of, so they must keep me protected.
I got you.
But if they want to go on, they can apply on our website, www.technodeit.com. One of the tags says Cyber Excellence Academy. And from there, they can read through what the program is about. We offer the cybersecurity courses. We also offer yoga as well as soft skills. And then they're able to click on the register button and fill out the form. And then we will have them in a part of our database for our next cohort that comes in.
And what is the pricing looking like to be a part of this program?
You're not going to believe me.
Don't say free.
I'm telling you. So the nice thing is that with our partners like MICT, CETA and CSIR, we've gotten together to say, how do we then offer these programs like this to the students? And obviously with private and public partnerships, we all basically take a bit of a hit to upskill these learners and push them on to the next thing. But I do have to mention that it is obviously limited spacing.
Yes.
But we do actually offer it at the current moment for free.
Thank you so much for telling us about this. Such a fantastic opportunity. For those of you that are listening, TechNodeIT.com. Head over and click on Cyber Excellence Academy and then register. Places are limited. And as Dali already explained, is that it is completely free, but seating is limited and availability is limited. Thank you so much.